We're speaking right now with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, and I have the pleasure of being joined by Fawn Jackson, who is with government relations for the Canadian Cattlemen's Association. First off, Fawn, thank you for taking the time to chat with us today on our Ag Show.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So as we look into, and of course, I just want to mention that the association is actually an Alberta organization. It does represent all in Canada, but it is based in, of course, Calgary. So first question for you, Fawn. Obviously, COVID-19 has done a number on the world and changed the way we go about our day-to-day lives. How has it affected the Canadian Cattlemen's Association as well as its members?
Well, certainly when you think about the impacts of COVID-19 on the beef industry, your mind turns, first of all, to processing and the impact that it had on a number of our facilities, both in Western Canada as well as Eastern Canada. So in the spring, we ended up with a backlog of about 130,000 cattle that needed to go to market that we didn't necessarily have a place for them to be able to go because the facilities were significantly slowed down, or for one facility, they were shut down for a period of time. That was in Western Canada, and then in Eastern Canada, unfortunately, over Christmas this last year, they ran into a similar challenge. And so processing capacity has been where our challenges have mostly been. But, you know, on the flip side of that, the facilities did an amazing job of building resiliency, of planning, of, you know, getting ahead of it, and in Western Canada, we have been able to work through that backlog of cattle that were in the system. And, you know, it was in because of those facilities and all the extra work that they did, but then also we had a set-aside program put in place, which really helped slow down the supply chain and allowed us to get caught up. So actually, this last year was one of the highest levels of processing capacity that we've had since 2010. Because although we had the dip in the spring, you know, later on in the year, we were actually able to recover. So COVID-19 threw some curveballs at us, that's for sure. But thankfully, we have largely been able to recover in terms of processing capacity.
Awesome. And yeah, we did say for not just for several industries, but really when it comes to agriculture, we all need to eat. There's no doubt about that. And when did the industry see, we said that maybe that there were some delays, but in terms of the industry as a whole, would you say that thanks to COVID, the beef industry or the cattle industry suffered, stayed the same, or maybe even got better?
Yeah, well, it's certainly, you know, pressure makes diamonds. And so I would say that, you know, there were hard times over the last year with COVID-19, but certainly the industry has rose to the occasion and certainly has proven to be one of the job creators and maintainers in the Canadian economy. So I think that we have a lot to be proud of, and Canadians recognized it too. First of all, you know, there was that run on meat and freezers, and you know, it was somewhat reassuring to hear that when people are in a hard spot, that they also reach for these products that they know and love so much.
No doubt. Everybody loves their Alberta beef. I know I got, tonight I'm having chicken. I usually like to have chicken on Friday, but the beef's for tomorrow.
Time to change that.
That's true. That is very true. It is still 11:35 here in Alberta, so I could absolutely go home and maybe make a little switch now. Fawn, I got to ask you, what are some of the big goals of the CCA for 2021?
Yeah, well, we're certainly always focused on increasing the value of our exports. So working on market access will continue to be one of our top priorities. We also want to make sure that there's appropriate risk management programs in place. So we have been asking for changes to programs such as agri stability and asking for livestock price insurance to become a national program and one that's going to be there for the long run. And then also we want to make sure that, you know, we're driving forward environmental goals, but also that to make sure that Canadians and our international customers really understand the connection between the beef industry and a healthy environment and the stewardship that producers do.
Yeah, definitely. And to be honest with you, whenever I have a chance to talk to ranchers in our region of northwestern Alberta, like in the Peace region and Mackenzie regions, one of the first things they say is top of mind is international trade agreements. And a lot of them say that, whether they are growing things out of the ground or they're raising cows. What are some of the trade agreements that you can highlight for the CCA, that ones that you are focused on?
Yeah, so a lot has happened on trade, and we hope that there's going to be a lot more. Certainly, you know, it maybe feels like a long time ago, but July 1st, 2020 was when the new NAFTA came into effect. So we were very glad to see that trade continuity. And you know, we had CPTPP come in to force not too long ago, which is with a number of international markets, including Japan, which was
right.
really a crown jewel for us. Over the last couple of years. Last year, our exports increased 17% in value. That was for the 2019 compared to 2018. And then this year, despite the challenges that we had, we were actually also up 1.2% in total value over 2019. So, you know, it's been exciting to see these trade agreements come into force and really show the value to our Canadian producers. Right now, if, for example, we only sold animals into the Canadian market versus being able to sell them to all of our international friends and neighbors and customers, we would get $600 less an animal. So, you know, the value of trade agreements just really can't go understated. So what we're looking at right now in terms of excitement for the future is we really want to figure out trade with Europe. It's been a challenge to bring forth the value that CETA,
right.
the trade agreement that we have with Europe, to optimize it. So we want to make sure we're focusing on that. But then also we want to look at the Asian region and adding more members to CPTPP because there is a huge amount of demand for Canadian beef within the Asian region.
That is so true. And also, Fawn, this is something that I read recently, and that is apparently that Canadian beef, and I read this in Spain, is apparently, as you were talking about Europe, and it leads into this next question, is that apparently the Canadian beef and steaks are a huge hit at grocery stores in Spain. Now, as in talking about that, that just talked about like one part of Europe, but from what you're understanding, the European market seems to be one that's a real target for Canadian beef producers, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly the European market has a lot of value per kilo of product produced. And, you know, in other markets, we might be getting a $7, $8 per kilo value. But into the European market, you know, it can be that $14, $15, $16
wow.
per kilo. So it's pretty exciting when you're able to make sales into that market, which we recently were able to in Spain, but it's also a challenging market, actually, to be able to export to. So we certainly have some work to be able to optimize that trade agreement.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I guess one of the things I always like to know is that since this is a little bit of a newer adventure here for our station when it comes to agriculture, we're asking, as we get to know some of the organizations out there, what they do for their members. So how does the CCA support its members?
Sure. So the provincial organizations, so Alberta Beef Producers, Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association, et cetera, across the nation,
yep.
are the members of the Canadian Cattlemen's Association. And we work on federal policy issues. So anytime the government might be changing tax structure, maybe they're going to be taking on a new trade agreement, maybe you know, they're going to be changing some food policy, those are things where we engage and make sure that the government understands the perspective of Canada's beef producers.
Awesome. And also, I guess my final question for you, Fawn, is that the CCA is a Canadian group, and with the federal government, you mentioned some trade agreements, bigger looks into Europe, expanding the Asian markets as well. What are some of the other big goals or what are some of the other things you want to advocate to the federal government for?
Well, certainly, you know, we're always looking to increase our market access, and into the Asian market is certainly going to continue to be our focus, but we know that trade is volatile, and so making sure that we have risk management programs in place to be able to help make it through some of the challenges that trade also brings. So certainly those are going to be our priorities.
Excellent. Well, Fawn, I certainly thank you for calling us and checking in with us today, and thank you for being on our Ag Show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Fawn Jackson. She is with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, and this is the Ag Show.